On today's installment of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston discusses how the very same hardships that have shaped each of us into who we are today, we work to remove from our own children's lives.
A lady approached me the other day and shared a memory with me. She said she had been in a workshop of mine several years ago and remembers me talking about how a society's continuing affluence slowly erodes the difficulties successive generations experience as they come of age. So, she said, she went home and started trying to make her children's lives harder. Now, that's not something you hear very often. She said at first it was very hard for her to stop doing things for her children, from making their school lunches to interceding with coaches and teachers on their behalf. She slowly, willfully, and intentionally backed away and turned more and more of her children's struggles over to her children. At first, she said, the kids were angry, but as they got used to the new system, the children gradually adapted, and today they're doing just fine. Happier, in fact, she said. Her comment that stood out was, I want my kids to know they're capable of doing hard things. Today it may be coordinating their own rides to and from school events. Tomorrow it may be a hard project they're given to do in their workplace or a demanding boss. I had thought I was doing them a favor by stepping in. Today they have a greater sense of pride and accomplishment in what they can do, she said. Now, parents by their very nature want their kids to have things that they themselves didn't have. So we load them up with stuff and experiences that we didn't get. Parents also want to remove struggles from their children's lives so their lives can be happier and more carefree. Yet if you and I were to sit down over a cup of coffee and I were to ask you to list the struggles that have shaped you, that have made you who you are today, you would have a list of things that you've gone through that influence your behavior and your thinking every single day. These events and their associated memories have turned you into who you are. Yet isn't it strange that the hardships that we're so proud of, that have shaped us, we work to create a lifestyle so that our children can avoid them? What's up with that? Now, you may listen to me and think, this guy sounds like he's got this child-rearing thing all figured out, like he knows what he's doing. Not true. I am, in fact, the biggest hypocrite you'll ever meet. There's a huge gap between what I know and what you'd see out of me in my house. I struggle with it every day, and I suspect you do too. Very, very few of us would ever purposefully make our children's lives harder like the lady I talked to did. While she sounds cruel in my mind, she's very rare and exceptional, and she didn't do what she did because she has no love for her children. In fact, it's the very opposite. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.